Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you this morning. This is Sunday morning with the Bishop. As I come this morning, I come to open up doors and eyes. I'm concerned about children in Cleveland can't get access to the internet because they're black in some part of Cleveland. I'm concerned this morning about 10,000 Haitians that's in right down in Mexico, and the Trump administration, Biden administration, want to send them back. All they want to do is be able to register to be citizens of the USA. And we want to know why the people from Afghanistan, they picked them up by cargo planes and brought them to America. What about the Haitians? They can't go back home because they ain't got no hospitals. They ain't got nothing but us. I say, I'm inviting every church, every minister, every imam, and every priest, and all the sororities, the AKA and all the rest of them, to get involved with trying to save the people, the 10,000 people under the bridge in Haiti, and they have nowhere to go. But our administration, because their skin black, want to rush them all back to Haiti. So this is a racial thing. One of the reports was there's two Americans, one black, one white. And we're seeing it over and over. We see it in our daily work. We see it in our situation each day. Even with Trump and all them that come to Washington say it was all right for them to kill people in Washington, all right for them to bust in Washington. It's all right for them to take, because the white folks think it's privilege. I want to tell you, no justice, no peace. And we ain't getting justice. The Haitians that came over can't get justice. They want to rush them back. All they want to do is be citizens, just like the people from Russia, just like the people from Afghanistan. And if you give them a chance, you got to give black men and women a chance. Wake up. Black men, black women, wake up. 10,000 Haitians is under the bridge. Ain't nobody come to their rescue. Everything more important than seeing about the life of the 10,000 Haitians that's there in Mexico under the bridge. Even the mayor of Mexico says emergency. It's always been emergency. It's emergency because they ain't seen that many black folks. So they send them back. They're going to load them up on a plane and send them back to what? There's no hospital, no running water, no food. They sending them back to Haiti to die. And we have to step in as church. We have to step in as businessmen. We have to step in as the Eastern Star. The Masons got to step in. The sororities and all these major colleges and school, black colleges, got to step up and say, wait a minute, we can't do that. We got to make room for our sisters and brothers that have nowhere to go. This is very important. I want to tell you, we're on 7 days a week here in Chicago. We're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And Monday, we are talking about the fighting of the ancestors. The ancestors fighting. Monday and Tuesday, we're going into the spirit realm to talk about the fight against the ancestors. Once you understand the ancestors have been fighting, you understand why it's so much of storms and floods. I come this morning to motivate you. I come to stimulate you. I come to tell you God is a healer. And I want to tell you this morning that all is well. I want to tell you wonderful, wonderful. In all thy ways, acknowledge God and he will direct your path. I want you to get ready this morning. I want to carry you on a journey of love. I want you to carry on your journey. People sitting in their seat just listen to a preacher talk, but he ain't doing no walking. He want a plane. He want a Rolls Royce. He want a BMW. But what about the people that is hungry? What about the women and children have nowhere to sleep tonight, and you sitting there with a Bible in your hand talking about God going to see about you? God is not going to see about you. God is what God do. This morning I crossed over on YouTube with the gods. Let me say it again. With the gods. And they gave me some information. I say. We're going to turn this thing all the way around. I want you to get ready. I'm praying for you, you and you. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for God to do something special for you this morning. I want to come to you to tell you all is well. I want to come this morning to motivate you and let you know the word of God is speaking. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yet I walk through the valley of shadow. God going to be with you, man. Woman, God going to be with you. You come too far for God to leave you. He's my light and my salvation, 27 number Psalm. I want to tell you, I'm giving you something to work for you quick, fast. Now, I feel that this morning that God finna, he do some healing. God finna turn some things all the way around. Finna open up some new doors. I just thank God for you and you this morning. And I say, tell somebody you love them. Be happy. Don't be mad. Say, all is well. Say, whatever you need, God gonna give it to you right now. And my fight with the ancestors, when I see the ancestors fighting, woo! And then we talked about that Hitler playbook. And some Americans have bought into the book. And with all that's going on, I'm praying for you, just come in my spirit. I'm praying for you, Mother Cook. Mother Brighton, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Sister Adrian, I'm praying for you tonight. And I want to let you this morning, every letter, every telephone call, the expression what God got for you. I want to tell you, we on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday. We talk about divine healing. I know you're sitting comfortably at your church talking about the virus. Here's people ain't talking about the virus. The people just trying to live. They want something to eat, something to drink, a roof over their head, and they're sleeping outside. They can't go back home. So why would you take a plane of people back to Haiti when they ain't got no government and fail? They ain't got nothing there. All they got to do is look to America. If America would come in and put some money in Haiti, like they did in Israel, like they did over in Israel, the money they done put over there with the Jews. If they put the money over in Israel, if they put money all over the world, why they can't put no money over in Haiti to help the people? It ain't happening. So what I'm saying to you, that we have to come together. It's so much of racism going on. And I want to say, they did the thing up in Harlem. They forgot about black Haitians. They got about black Puerto Rican. They just did white Puerto Rican. The color of the skin means something in America. If you black, get back. If you white, come on. And we see it over and over and over again. It's a threat not that several evil doers soon because the anointing of the Holy Spirit bring us to truth. The anointing of the Holy Ghost bring us to the power of the Almighty God. And I want to tell you, keep reaching up for the best. Keep opening your eyes because God is touching me and you. So I know God is doing it for you and me. I want you to get ready this morning, Exodus 20 and 23. God's going to send the forces to take care of you. I'm praying for you that lost loved one in all their ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Reason so much killing going on black, they don't know themselves. They don't know that they prince. They don't know that they queen. They don't know that God is in God. The God spirit, you know, one thing the lady told me when I crossed over, she said, white folks go to church to meet God. We are God. When we go, we become God. Glory, hallelujah. Let me say that again. Folks and black folks go to church. Oh, we want to see God. But when they go to church, they become God. That means the anointing of God, the Holy Ghost. That you become God, and the God make things make. Like I wish I had somebody. I'm praying for you in Haiti. I'm praying for you that's on your way here. Those that are in Afghanistan. I'm praying for you in London, Paris. I'm praying for you in Germany. I'm praying for you over in South Africa, praying for you in Kenya, praying for you in Nairobi, all over the world. I'm praying for you. And I want you to know that God said high and looked low. I want you to know this morning, your blessing is a moment away. Your miracle, your healing, your deliverance. I'm just shocked that so many black people is caught up in white folk religion, and they don't understand their own religion. Your religion, man, is help people. Your religion is come out of slavery. You can't shake that by putting a suit on, holding a Bible up, because the oldest Bible in the world is the spiritual Bible, not Islam, not Judaism, not Christianity, not Buddhism. Spiritualism is the oldest thing before Christ, before it was Europe, it was spiritual. And in Egypt, glory, hallelujah, I want you to, you put the suit on, you get a little money, you change, you see your sisters suffering, you see your brother suffering, you trying to play their game. You can't play the European game. You can't play the witchcraft game. You got to stay loyal to the spirit, to the ancestor. I say. Get ready. God got a blessing to your name. No limitation. No boundaries.
Good.
Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, I want you to look at Sister Walker, her family. Look at Sister Pat's family right now. Those that lost loved ones, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I say, a divine healing is in the works for you this morning.
Oh,
He's reversing some things. He's turning things around. One more time. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. I'm praying much for you, Mother Carrie. Beverly, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, I'm praying for you that things will work out for you, DD. And I'm praying for you, Mother Ann, that things will work for you. I'm praying much for you that things will work out for you, Pastor Etta, Ashe. I'm praying for you, Mother Sylvia. I'm praying for you, Brother June. I'm praying for you. I want you to get ready to live for the breakthrough. I want to tell you, David is working for you. I want to tell you, he's getting ready, Don, to work out for you. And this is the saint. This morning, God has brought us together to lift his praises up. God has brought us together to be strong men, strong women. I say our ancestors. One more time. Fanny, I'm praying for you. Sadie, for you tonight, this morning. Goldman, for you. Ione, for you. Inez, I'm praying for you. Mm-hmm. Kelsey Parker, I'm praying for you. Emma Parker, I'm praying for you. The whole Parker family, I'm praying for. I want to tell you, for the Cook family, I'm praying this morning. Woo! Psalm 55. Psalm 27. I want you to get ready for this month, the ninth month, for the doors to open up for you. Well, thank, if you got a need, you plant a seed. Because we're getting ready for harvest. If you got a need, you plant a seed, the harvest time. Whatever you need, if you plant that seed, God's going to bless you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Get ready for God to bless you.
Yeah.
Get ready for God to bless and open up the door for you, because God is my everything.
About this since 2015 or 2016 and full-blown 2017-18 and I think many people remember the big
statement
in January 2018 and that's important to remember that. And here we are again.
Sometimes in voodoo, sometimes you don't understand
what's going on in voodoo, so you miss some of the stuff that's going on. I want to play a little of it for you, but you might understand some of it.
And voodoo provided a sense of strength, even in those extraordinarily difficult contexts.
Worshipping in secret, the slaves were dispersed throughout the Caribbean and the Americas. With this sacred forest only a distant memory, they created a symbolic tree trunk, the Potomitan, a center pole around which their voodoo rituals turned. A powerful focal point for the gathering of the deities.
You're going constantly around the Potomitan, the tree that brought the goodness of great God Almighty down to the earth. So the Potomitan exact all this positive force from God from heaven down, but also simultaneously from our ancestors up. So it's where the two worlds meet.
Surprisingly, however, voodoo has done more than profoundly influence individual human lives through its mystical rituals.
I say. This is giving you a working of the spirit. I'm decreeing finance to them.
The Caribbean island of Haiti, the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, and ironically, the focal point of voodoo in the New World. Here, voodoo has been more than a source of mystical spiritual renewal. It has proven itself.
Everything. So get ready for a breakthrough.
You reach a certain mountain, and you you're in church and you get the Holy Spirit, that's the Spirit taking over, but then it covers up. Like white folks go to church to talk to God. We become gods. We become God. We become to tell you what to do, how to do. That's some of the important things of voodoo ritual, which is the Spirit. Don't be afraid. You embrace it. I say. When you embrace it, it will work for you. Most Europeans never understand what's going on with that. This one white lady came with money. She went to Haiti. She was going to film the ceremony. She got caught up in the ceremony, and they kept her home. They said she was crazy because they had never experienced. You have to have melon in your body. First, you got to be black. You know, it's no way that a white person can be a voodoo priest because you got to have melon. You got to be from that raw family, I say. So that's what happened. And then if you are got melon and you begin to defy the spirit, they'll come and kill you. This is a dangerous religion. It don't play the other religion. You can play and fake it. But you can't fake this religion. It's for real. And it's serious.
I say. You can't play with it because it's for real. And it's the real thing that happened. You can't play with it because it. Morning, God bless you at this 11 o'clock hour. I want to say there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for you that lost so much. I'm praying for you for God to do something special for you. God is my everything. Don't forget, this is a breakthrough month for you. This is the harvest month. If you got a need, you plant a seed for your family. Plant a seed. Go to my website, thusseedabrahamyolestate.com. Go to YouTube and set Bishop, God Bishop Turner on YouTube. You will see some of my tapes. I'm praying for you, every letter, every telephone call. I'm praying that God open up a door for you. And I want this month to be a month of breakthrough, healing, and deliverance. I want this month to be a month of deliverance, to be a breakthrough for you. I'm
praying for you this morning.
Joanne, I'm praying for you. Sister Ann, I'm praying for you and your sister. George, I'm praying for you. Debbie, I'm praying for you. Aretha, I'm praying for you. It's the light of the world. Psalms 27. Psalms 27:23. Psalms 119. Exodus 20 and 23. I'm sending an angel to guide you. I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call. This morning, I've got a name, Trina. God is doing something for you. I don't know Larry, but God is breaking some doors for you. Ruby, I'm praying for you this morning. God said your healing is on its way. It's already there. I believe that God got a door. Jerry Williams, hold your head up. God got a breakthrough for you. I don't know. I just see Don, God doing something for you. He's the light of the world.
Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No,
the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Yes.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yes.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over.
Yes.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yes.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes. Well, yes. Hmm.
The 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
I believe this passage to be one of the most well-known passages in all of the Bible.
Yeah. Huh?
I believe that this passage is not only possibly better known than the average passage of Scripture,
mm-hmm.
but that it has been whispered by more people in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
It has been quoted by more people on sick beds.
Yes.
It has been uttered by more dying lips.
Well,
possibly than any other passage in all of the Bible.
Yeah.
It is said that once in London, England, there were a group of artists.
Yeah.
And entertainers in the city, and by some scheme, some enterprising person was able to get most of them together in one place.
Well,
so as to demonstrate their gifts.
Yeah.
And when all of them had gone through their routines, they came down to an orator and a minister.
Yeah. Wow.
And both of them were requested to recite the 23rd Psalm.
Yeah.
The orator employed all of his innate gift to speak, called upon all of his skill and gift of oratory.
Yeah.
And when he had finished his recitation of this psalm, the house went up in thunderous applause.
Yeah.
And then the minister arose rather solemnly and proceeded to recite the same passage.
Yeah.
When he had finished, it is said that nobody applauded. But there was hardly a dry eye left in the house. The MC, upon commenting on the two who had recited this passage, said the orator recited this passage like a man who knew it and was gifted to recite it. But the minister recited it like a man who knew the shepherd of which it speaks. You will notice, my brethren and my sisters, that there's something unique about this passage. It seems that the man who wrote this passage was a shepherd. It has been ascribed to the authorship of David. However, David did not write all of the Psalms. Many of them were written by some of the priests and their aides about the temple. Others were written by other patriarchs and saints. But there's something about this passage that seemed to portray that its author was a man who knew something about a shepherd and sheep. Knew something about the shepherd's attitude toward his sheep. And then something about how the sheep relied upon the shepherd. Listen, if you please. This is a gem when it comes to sacred literature. This kind of testimony doesn't just accidentally occur. You can't dream came up on something like this.
Yeah.
To give off a testimony like this.
Well,
you've got to have had some experience with God.
Yeah.
You've got to been brought to a kind of a situation where you have to lay out upon God and fall out upon God and totally depend upon.
Well,
listen now.